here with Kelly Mendenhall, Co-op's Kelly Mendenhall. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic this morning.
Good, good. Hey, it's been, we're in the third and a half day of the conference, something like that. I'm losing count after all the happenings that have been going on here the past few days. So it's good stuff here. What's your take on the show so far, just to kick things off?
It's been fantastic. A lot of great interaction with different clients, and me being, this is my first Think conference, it's been great to see the interaction and how the company as a whole is bringing everything together in an innovative way to not only just tell people about what's going on in the market, but then to also help them with digital strategies and digital transformation, which is the theme of this year. So it's been great just to interact, get to know a lot of the different clients and customers that we have, just kind of feel the energy and the vibe that's coming from it.
Indeed. All right, let's get to the questions at hand, sir. Omnichannel banking for credit unions. We've been hearing about this for the last couple of years here. So what's driving the desire to get a quality, seamless experience across all the channels here for members? I mean, it's a big ask. Yeah. So what's going on here?
So it is. That's a huge ask that has been going on. And really what it's coming down to is just people's desire to move faster. What people are starting to see is people want to start something and they want to move along. They don't want to wait. They don't want to have the experience of, hey, go wait in this line in order to get somebody to talk to you. Now it's like, hey, I'm gonna get on my app and I'm gonna start filling things out, and if I can't finish it here, I'm gonna go to my computer at home, when it's convenient for me. So it's really consumer driven is what's getting us to get to the omni-channel piece of things, and it will continue to evolve, right? And as more and more different outlets come to, or different channels, I should say, to communicate, to get things done, that's really what's gonna drive a lot more omni-channel. But that's essentially it's consumer driven,
right.
So you just have different avenues to go about things, and people just want to do things faster. And really, you're just giving people back time.
Exactly.
That's what's really happening.
I like that.
Because people want to get stuff done faster and more convenient. It's like, I always use the example of I'm waiting in line for tickets at a movie theater. Well, now with Fandango or some other movie app, Carmike Cinemas or whatever, I can get online. I'm in the line, 50 people. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna go. I'll get online. I'll click it. I'll go right to the front of that line and get my ticket and go right into the movie.
Yep.
So I'm buying back time.
Yeah, we do the same thing. My wife and I, we do the same thing. Exactly. And the whole, I love getting back time. I've never heard that kind of that premise before, so I think that really resonates with a lot of people, because we want that extra time to spend with family or get more work done, heaven forbid, but we all want that time.
Exactly. And you're doing it on your own time, and that's kind of the whole point of the omni-channel piece.
So you want it to be all cohesive experience on all the channels. Exactly. So how are data analytics and business intelligence helping out credit unions these days? Because we've been hearing a lot about data analytics, this and that. It's everywhere now.
Yeah. So this is a big one,
and
that is really starting to come out into the markets today. And it's not that it's always been there. You've always had data analytics, and you've always had different ways to look at the business intelligence. But what's starting to happen is in the credit union space, it's all about the relationship. The credit union wants to have that relationship with their member. It grew up that way, as being face to face. I have that relationship with you. And now as we're starting to get into more of the digital age, people are, I have my phone, I don't necessarily need to talk to a teller, I can get my loan online, I can do these types of things. And so where it becomes critical is you're still keeping that business intelligence and that analytics to keep that relationship. So for example, if I want to keep the relationship of understanding about a loan, I may go online and do that. But with the business and analytics piece, I can still tailor that digital experience to that member. So it still becomes a little more personal. And I can offer, I can start offering the right thing at the right time. I can see what they're starting to look at. And I can see how to keep that relationship. Although it's not face-to-face, I can still keep that relationship by just being more personal in how they do things online. Right times, right offers, those types of things.
Yeah, it's very Amazonian, if we want to use that term. Go to Amazon, they know everything about you.
It is. And that's kind of the way things are going. And the credit unions are not going to be any different. I mean, they're going to have a digital experience. They're still going to have those members that, that will come in, and they'll have that face-to-face relationship and you know, keep that strong with a, you know, a specific set of their client base. But within the same breath, there's new people that are coming in all the time. And business and business analytics and that data is helping to drive that and helping them to keep that relationship.
I like, great point. Hey, let's talk faster payments. We all want faster everything.
Oh, yes.
Any big developments credit unions need to be aware of here?
The big partnership, I think the big partnership with Zelle we have, you know, in developing that P2P payment application, that's one of the big things that is coming out. And I'm sure, I know they talked about it this week, and you know, probably a few other folks have talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Zelle has been quite a common term around here now.
Yeah, so you have your two big players in the market being Venmo and then Zelle, and so this will be the comparable in size and scope from that standpoint. So, we're driving towards that, making sure that that's open and available, because again, as people, they want more time, they want more to have that relationship with their credit union, and just giving them more options to do those things, that's going to be one of them.
Well, I mean, when you're talking payments, you want it to be instantaneous.
Yes.
You know, you don't
yes.
want any delays. You don't want to jump through any hoops from a consumer's perspective. You know, from the credit unions or the all that other stuff, you know, there's a lot of back office stuff that goes on. But from the consumer's perspective or the member's perspective, man, I want this done right now so I can get on with my day.
I want more time.
Exactly.
It really comes back to it.
All right, man. So, hey, wrap-up question here for you. Speakers here at Think 710. I mean, you said it's your first one, but, you know, Think has always been renowned for its great speakers they have coming out. Anybody stand out for you here so far?
Yeah, I apologize to whomever, you know, I don't recall all
that's
the
okay.
names. But yeah, the lady that was from Disney really
the first day?
Yeah, really spoke home to me just with the approach of kind of the service aspect of it, of being, making it personal, and saying, you know, I want them to have the best experience ever, which was fantastic, and just to kind of to think through that from a credit union space is like, really, that's what you're doing with your member. With the member that you have or the one that you're servicing at that point in time, you want to make that experience great. And I think that's one thing, the big thing that people can take away, is how do I make that member experience amazing? You know, whether it's sitting at the teller, whether it's online, or some other interaction, you know, ATM, you know, whatever that is, but how do I make that experience great? And then giving their employees the ability to make things right. Yeah, I thought that was a great concept that they had working over at Disney. You know, and just kind of doing the right job at the right time and making sure that everybody's happy and, you know, playing in the space and that they're really satisfied with, you know, the service that they're getting from that credit union. So
yeah, make every touch point count, basically.
Yeah, it's been, it was a great discussion that she and talk that she provided.
Yeah, I've got a lot of great feedback from her talking and a few others as well. So Kelly, thank you so much. Appreciate the time,
man.
Well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
Will do.
Good job. Thanks for stopping by.